Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you and keep you. And welcome once again to IntoHisWord.com. And I am your host, and I'm so happy to bring you the most, meaning the most of God's Word, something that will help you throughout your life. And today's episode will be on this Wednesday. Hallelujah. Bringing you the Word of God. Please like us at our YouTube channel, where you can always review and find maybe some new information there is available for you as well. And that's at Into His Word 238, our YouTube channel, at Into His Word 238. Amen. Well, let's pray and then we'll get into the Word. I won't keep you very long because time is of the essence. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to open the ears and the hearts and the minds of those that have an ear to hear as we're on this location, a special location today, bringing the Word of God to the minds of those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Today's word, we're going to go to the book of Revelations, and you'll hear me flipping the pages because I'm going there with you. Amen. We are going on this journey together, and that's what life is, a journey together. The book of Revelations. Remember, I said always bring your Bible when you come to the listen to Into His Word. Because you want to be able to follow the Word of God. You want to be able to make sure it is the Word of God. And it's in my Bible, just like it's in your Bible. I usually use the King James Version of the Bible. I've become accustomed to that for various reasons. I like the King James Version of the Bible. You can use whatever you want that makes more sense to you. But I generally use the King James Authorized Version of the Bible. All right, so Revelations chapter 22, reading from verses 12 and 13. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Let's go a little further. Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Dear Lord and Savior, open the hearts and the minds of those that have an ear to hear, for those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone that has an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church, say amen. Well, amen. Glad to be here with you. As we read today, the Lord is saying, I come quickly and my reward is with me. To every man, according to his work, shall be. Shall be what? According to his work, every man shall receive for whatever he done upon the face of the earth. While he was living on the earth, God is going to come forth and give his reward to that man, to that woman, whatever they had done, whether it be evil, he's going to reward them for their evil works. Whether it be good and faithful and true and tried works, he's going to reward them for their good works, obedience to the word of God. The evil works, contrary to obedience to the word of God. You know, naysayers, evil people, adulterers, fornicators, sinful people will be rewarded according to their works. Let's go over to what you sow, you shall also reap. We've heard that scripture, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that's what we're talking about. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap what you sow. Whether you sow good things, whether you sow bad things. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 2. Matthew 16 and verse 2. But we'll start at verse 1 as I usually like to do when I'm giving these type of messages over the airwaves is to give a little extra so that hopefully give us a better understanding of the verse that I want to key in on. Verse 16 and 1, it says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desired him that he should show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, this is verse 3, in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red, lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Now remember, whatever you sow, that shall ye also reap. So this is the times. We can discern the times, your time, your personal time. What have you sown? Hallelujah. You can look outside like today where I live, it's windy, but it's a clear sky. The wind is probably about 11, 12 miles per hour, but blue skies, not a cloud in the sky. So I could discern the time that it's a clear sky. I can discern, I know, I can see that the wind is blowing by looking at the trees. But in your life, can you discern what you're doing? Is it contrary to the word of God? Is it what the word of God says and wants you to do? Are you living according to the word of God? And remember, the Bible is our basic instruction before leaving earth. We need to examine ourselves and see whether or not we are in the word of God and if we're doing the will of God in our life according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go over to Romans chapter 2 and verse 6. Romans 2 and verse 6, but again, I'm going to read a little bit above it and maybe a scripture below it. So starting at Romans chapter 2, verse 5. But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them whom he, by patient continence and well-doing, seek for the glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Going back to verse 6, 2 and 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds? This, in the book of Romans, we know that a church was already established and the Apostle Paul was going there preaching the word of God. But here he tells us that you're going to get whatever your deeds was, you will be rendered whatever deeds you did upon the face of the earth. So everyone, we need to be careful on what we're doing upon the face of the earth. What kind of example are we living before our children? What kind of example, ye Christians, those that call themselves Christians that are Christ-like? You know, we used to see that sign around WWJ. What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus, if we're Christ-like, a Christian, then we need to consider our ways and do our good deeds. Hallelujah, because those are what count. The deeds that we do according to the word of God, not and being a good person, but also following the word of God, because a deed is an act. Hallelujah, is what you do. Amen. So everyone will go before the judgment seat. Not only you, not only I, but everyone will go before the judgment seat. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm turning with you to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. I know a lot of you have read this and seen it before. Again, I'm going to go one verse above it. And it says, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So you see, we will be judged. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We need to be careful on how we're living our life. Everyone will be judged, and we all are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This is paramount in your relationship with God and how you're living your life before God, you Christians, you people that are followers of Christ. Now, if you're not a follower of Christ and you desire to be a follower of Christ, just listen to some of our messages that we have here on our YouTube channel, which is at Into His Word 238, at the @ sign, Into His Word, at Into His Word 238. And you can also just search Into His Word 238. You'll see it come up with the little YouTube symbol nearby. Just click on that little YouTube thingy and it'll take you to the page and you'll be able to listen to various messages that will help get you on the straight and narrow pathway which leadeth on to life. Remember, everyone will receive for the things done in his body according to what he hath done, whether it's good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 or 10. We are going to receive whatever we've done. So doesn't it make sense to do things more that are good? Doesn't it make sense to follow the word of God? Because the word of God is what's going to make us get into heaven. It's going to help us get into heaven. Hallelujah. And remember what we read in Revelations. He says, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. When the Lord and Savior comes back, he's going to give every man according to what he had done upon the face of the earth. Go back to Corinthians 5 and 10. It says that everyone may receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And in Revelations, we see that he's coming back and he's going to give to whatever thing that you have done. He's going to give a reward because he's bringing it with him. The evil doers will be rewarded and the righteous will be rewarded. The question is, how do you want to be rewarded for the things that you have done upon the face of this earth? Well, Lord bless and keep you on this Wednesday. We appreciate you tuning in. Come back, listen to us on our YouTube channel. Listen to us right here on our website. We're always got a podcast, something for you. We got a whole plethora, a buffet a podcast that you can search and find what you need in your life to help guide you and lead you on that straight and narrow pathway. So let us pray out of here. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that the hearers of the word would apply what they have heard to their life because it's vitally important, vitally important. It's a life changer. It's a game changer. It can make the difference between heaven and hell. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. And God be with you until we meet again.